Beyond Governance, Making Sense of Doing Business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Did you know that most statistics for commercial and social research are tested for accuracy at a 95% confidence level? As specialists in the field, we do tests between 90 and 99% confidence levels. This is not to be confused with our name. Plus 94 is a celebration of the miracle post 94 in South Africa. We can still test the accuracy of your data at 94%. It is in our name to give you the confidence you need. Plus 94 Research. The science of decision making.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of Beyond Governance here at 101.9 High FM. My name is Nimrod Mpambele. I can't believe we made this in mid November. Having said that, I can't complain as I'm looking forward to unwinding. It has been a very, very long year. I know you're probably in the same headspace. Once again, it's always a pleasure to share this space and time with you as we stretch our minds for a deeper understanding of some of the very complex issues around governance issues. Before I get to the gist of our conversation, allow me to dispense with words of gratitude. On that note, thank you very much to Howard Fahlman, and the Morning Mayhem team for doing a stunning work. Howard will be back on your radio tomorrow at the same time. I also want to thank Vusi Masinga, who is the producer of the show, Craig Halls on the controller, and last but not least, Betsy, who is the technical producer of the show. Folks, thank you very much for lining up a beautiful conversation that I am looking forward to have. Moving along, if you missed any of our previous conversation, not to despair, simply go to High FM website to look for Beyond Governance podcast and share your views with us. Our SMS lines is 0618951019. And of course, your views and thoughts are most welcome via my X handle, which is _Dr. Mele. Today's episode, we're putting a spotlight on Africa Genius Awards. We will have a conversation with Dr. Pulani Mulugani, who is one of the judges at the Africa Genius Award. We've had this conversation before with other like-minded individuals. We're looking forward to have yet another insightful, thought-provoking conversation on Africa Genius Award. As we all know that the Africa Genius Award celebrates extraordinary individuals across the African continent who have made a significant contribution in the fields like science, education, technology, arts, and culture. Perhaps maybe in just, giving a bit of a context of the importance of the Africa Genius Award and where it actually hails from. It was established back in 2021 by a Priority Performance Project in collaboration with the University of Pretoria, and it aimed to honor African excellence and innovation while reshaping global perceptions on the continent. We all know the continent for as long as we remember. It has been characterized by a whole lot of unfortunate bad narrative over and above the fact that we've been colonized and our dignity being stripped off. And we continuously being at the back foot of a Eurocentric type of narrative that for weird reasons want to project us as a dark continent. But we obviously, through the initiatives such as the Africa Genius Award, the idea is to undermine literally or undo that kind of perception. In making sense of this beautiful conversation, I am joined by Dr. Pulani Mulugani. Without any waste of time, I would want to welcome her to the show. Pulani, thank you very much and welcome to Beyond Governance.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you very much. The pleasure is ours. We are always thrilled to have a person of your stature in our midst because a little bit told me about your profile. I was quite excited to have you on board. If you've just joined us, I'm yet to have a conversation with Dr. Pulani Mulugani. Pulani, before I let the cat out of the bag, could you just give us a sense as who is Pulani Mulugani?
Pulani Mulugani is a woman from the Northwest in a village called Hopani. I was trained as a nuclear physicist in my earlier career. As a nuclear fuel physicist, my career than one of the projects that I did at work threw me into the space of environmental engineering, where I eventually obtained my PhD. My earlier degrees I did at Northwest University, and my latest one, which was my PhD, which I got almost a decade and a half ago at University of Pretoria's Chemical Engineering Department. And nuclear physicist, first and foremost, a water and energy specialist. I work largely in the advisory space. I currently serve my second term as one of the think tanks and commissioners and advisors to the president of the country and cabinet. Amongst the many things that I do, that's just a little bit about myself. I'm an academic at heart. I continue to publish so that I can remain relevant. That's what I was told by my PhD supervisor. You can't graduate a PhD and do nothing afterwards. You must always publish and remain relevant. So we started AGA about 3 years ago. Initially, we wanted to align it with Africa Day, largely to want to recognize the exceptional geniuses that Africans have done exceptional things in Africa and throughout the world. And you probably would have seen with our previous recipients, they are not just in Africa, they are doing great things all over the world, in America and everywhere. Yeah. So that's and to restore the image of Africa.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more there. Thank you very much. That's a beautiful overview of who Pulane Mulugwana is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second as we are about to get into the gist of our beautiful conversation with the one and only Pulane Mulugwana, Dr. Pulane Mulugwana, who is a nuclear physicist, environmental engineering, and amongst other beautiful accolades, a specialist and a commissioner advising the president. We'll be back in a second.
Did you know that most statistics for commercial and social research are tested for accuracy at a 95% confidence level? As specialists in the field, we do tests between 90 and 99% confidence levels. This is not to be confused with our name. Plus 94 is a celebration of the miracle post 94 in South Africa. We can still test the accuracy of your data at 94%. It is in our name to give you the confidence you need. Plus 94 Research. The science of decision making.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. You've just joined us. We literally just started. I'm having a beautiful conversation with Dr. Pulane Mulugwana, who is a water and energy specialist, amongst other very interesting accolades. She's an advisor to the president. She's a nuclear physicist. She's an academic at heart, so she says. So this is a very powerful woman who obviously is doing us proud as Africans, and who's a member of the Africa Genius Award, you know, celebrations, or maybe, you know, not celebration as such, but prestigious awards that is accorded to amazing Africans in the continent, in diaspora. Earlier on, Pulane, you obviously gave us a bit of a history of where the African Geniuses Award evolved. What is it, personally, for someone who is hearing for the first time Africa Genius Award? Because we know there are a lot of recognitions that are bestowed amongst Africans. Take us through the thinking behind Africa Genius Award, and how is it different from any other awards that you are aware of?
With the African Genius Award, we intend, and this is what we're striving for, to recognize Africans that are doing exceptional things, as I have said. We'd love to grow this awards into our version of our African Genius Awards / Oscars of Africa, if not Africans. And this is in a way to also try to encourage fellow Africans, those young people that are out there and thinking that all that they see and they find themselves around and surrounded in the form of poverty and lack is the end of it and that's it. just for them to see fellow Africans, fellow human beings that look like them doing great things, and for an African child to eventually see that it is possible for one to excel. And there is so much that it is done by Africans, but it is not recognized. We don't have, even today, to have any awards that has made it made a big name that seems to seeks to recognize the good that the Africans are doing.
I couldn't agree with you more on that point. And looking at some, previous laureate, we've had the likes of Wole Soyinka from Nigeria. We had Ngugi wa Thiong'o from Kenya. We had Alun Maswara from Kenya as well. So these are high-profile individuals who have had indelible mark not only in the continent but globally as well. How does that make you feel?
I, as one of the directors who were the initial directors in the priority performance, and when this whole idea started, feel very, very proud. And in fact, this year was particularly very special for us because for the first time we had in-person celebration with the support from Sierra Leone. Including not just Foray Bay University, including the government of Sierra Leone, and the intention is to take it to other countries. We then had our South African one at home, where the recipients that could not be in Sierra Leone received their awards. Dr. Chifraro, the founder of Gift of the Givers, and we all know the significant and kind of state of the art, first of its own, that Dr. Shiflaro has done when it comes to fixing hearing or even deafness to a certain extent. The work that the founder of Gift of the Givers is doing globally, not just in South Africa. I mean, Dr. Suleiman is well known. I mean, these are not small people, including the previous ones that we have had. We've had so many recipients from other countries, including Nigeria. We are very grateful that at least some people are still are trusting us. Because when you start something like this, a lot of people tend to just, who are they? What are these? Is this a scam? What do they want from me? And I'm happy that so far we've had very reputable recipients who have trusted us with their names and have received awards from the African Genius Award. This is one great idea. My heart just fills with joy, and I'm sure I represent the rest of the directors and the founders of the AGA that we can actually do something that is looking and recognizing us as Africans and eventually putting Africans in the limelight up there, because I don't know how many people would know that there's actually the surgeon who did first of a kind in fixing deafness in South Africa, or even the doctor who did an operation on a fetus or in a baby and returned it back into the mother's tummy, and the baby was born healthy. We get to hear it because it happens in America, but I wonder how many actually know that this is a fellow African and he comes from Nigeria. So this is what we seek to achieve. We want to build our own Oscar African Genius Awards in Africa, not just South Africa.
I certainly hope the Africa Genius Award will definitely make us all proud. If you've just joined us, I'm having a very interesting conversation with a nuclear physicist, Pulani Molokwane. She's one of the judges at the Africa Genius Awards, which we are literally talking about on this glorious day. Which is basically meant to drive positive narrative around African talent, resilience, and creativity. We all know that the Western media, in the main, as Pulani has correctly pointed out, not much good is coming from the continent. She has made mention of a very high caliber individuals who are the recipients of the Africa Genius Award. One of them obviously is Dr. Imyas Suleiman, who is founder of the Gift of the Givers, well known. The other profound name is Professor Mashudu Chilufaro, a pioneering surgeon. To her point, I had a privilege of interviewing Professor Mashudu not so long ago, and the story is just simply amazing. The first ENT specialist in the continent that was able to literally fabricate ear interlobe using 3G scan. These are simply amazing. And to your point earlier on, you said you just feel so proud to have sat around these people, have a conversation with these people. What has been the mood like when you spoke about Africa Genius Award?
We have received very positive responses. I must say, even during the times of lockdown, when we started, had our very first, the nominees were excellent. The recipients were excellent. I mean, we had the Nigerian embassy in South Africa actually coming to receive the awards for the Nigerians that won the awards. We've had in our very first Mr. Dangote, we've had Mr. Biko, the late Steve Biko, and you, I mean, just to name the few, these are not like small players in their space. These are the people who have made history. These are people who continue to make history and making Africa proud. I know for South Africans, we probably will never forget the role that Steve Biko has played in Africa. We will not forget the fact that we happen to have a Mr. Dangote who is making a huge difference. In Africa, we will not forget that we have got the likes of Professor Chilli Zimarwala. So these are just fulfilling moments to see this, the reception that the African Genius Awards had and received when it is still a new, I'll still call it new. We are not even 5 years old, baby on the block, but it has been such a fulfillment. And to some of us, this is a dream coming true for us because that's exactly what we want. We want to profile Africans and the good that Africans are doing globally.
On that note, let's take a quick break as we come back. When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. Pulani Mulugwane, who's one of the judges at the African Genius Award. And let's take a break. We'll be back in just a second.
Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom-line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision-making.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision-making.
Welcome back. If you have just joined us, I'm having a beautiful conversation with Dr. Pulani Mulugwane, who is one of the judges at the Africa Guinness Award. We are shining a spotlight on the African achievement. We all know that Africa as a continent has been dark for some time, and we have a plethora of initiatives that are meant to highlight the good that Africans are doing for Africans. And Africa Genius Award is one of those initiatives that shows African talent, resilience, and creativity. Before we took that short break, Pulani was giving us his, his her feelings about being part of this 3-year-old initiative that promises the world akin to the Oscars of this world. One of the issues that you raised that is so critical that, among other beneficiaries of Africa Genius Award, as it started, you made mention of Steve Biko. We all know the role of Steve Biko as an anti-apartheid activist. We know, of course, Dalí Gangote, who's the Africa's richest person and business magnate. The likes of Chuwa Achebe from Nigeria. So these are high-profile individual. And to your point, these are people who have made significant impact in their spaces. As we follow up on this very interesting and beautiful conversation, take us through the selection processes. You get nomination, how nomination, just personally for the listener who might not be aware, take us through the nomination process as judges, who's obviously overwhelmed. I mean, I'll be quivering, you know, with fear and anxiety. I'm sure that I will not even be able to speak because of the sheer names, the stature of some of the laureate. It's simply amazing. Take us through the selection process, please.
And thank you, Nimrod. In fact, when we had our first year, one of my friends who watched it virtually said, "Oops, is this how you start? The standard is too high. How are you going to maintain it going forward?" But we are still maintaining it because there is that genius in Africa and in Africans. So we make a public call and people can nominate, and the people they believe have made an impact and a difference in different categories. We've got the sports, we've got humanitarian, we've got the science and technology. We've got quite a few categories. And then, of course, you know, in nominations, there will be all those that sometimes don't make the cut, but the team at Plus 94, because Plus 94 also assists us a lot as priority performance, will go through all the nominations and do the verifications as to what is being said. Is it true? Confirm that, and then we then have a whole list of those that qualify and those that do not meet the criteria, then would not be included in the long list. Then the team will also go through the same, those that qualify and have a short list. Then the judges will sit with the files of all the nominees and shortlisted ones. Attached to those would be the verifications, the files, and the information that has been rigorously checked and verified, because we don't want Bulani saying I'm this and only to find that he's not, or maybe his friends or her friends nominating her for something and say, claiming that she is something that she's not, or she has done something that she has not done. So we take it upon ourselves as the AGA team to make sure that we do check, we do verify all those things, and even check what is publicly available that is authentic, because anybody can put anything on the internet. We then sit as judges individually, go through all that and do the scoring to all the candidates, and then the one or those that gets above 90%, anything that is below that is not a genius. Any score that is below 90% does not qualify as a genius. And that's the standard that we have set for ourselves. So then the judges will go through that, will then meet and discuss that, and we'll have the geniuses, we'll have the next category of those that would have probably scored around 80, 85 percent, or between 80 and 90, but not at 90. We do have that category and awards for those as well. But our emphasis is really on the genius, is for those that are literally scoring the 90 and above within our scoring criteria. I chair the panel of judges team. We've got some very wonderful people who have done well in their career. We've got Professor Friedman. We've got Ms. Mtaka. We've got Mr. Kathua. We've got Dr. Efedi, who is an African Nigerian who is based in the US. So you can even see from the panel of judges, we do have some reputable people, well educated, well rounded, well experienced, to be able to, you know, to execute this difficult task. I must say, it is not an easy one. When you do this judging, you get to see the beautiful things and amazing things and exceptional things that Africans are making and are doing out there, both in Africa and around the globe. I am better understanding and knowing my continent and its people better than I did the last time or when we started, before we started. I got exposed to getting to see the good that Africans are doing, even from those that did not get the awards, because not everybody can be a genius, but there are some amazing and wonderful. I mean, the kind and the caliber of files that we receive from those that nominate them is amazing people. It's really amazing people. We were even talking about at one point we may have a different category to recognize those innovations that are really good, but not necessarily cut it for the genius, because I believe also those they deserve recognition because it's wonderful things, creative things that Africans are doing.
Oh, this
So
is
that's
just amazing. This is just so beautiful to hear. I could feel the energy. I could feel the passion coming from you that really immersed yourself in this Africa Genius Award phenomenon. It is a phenomenon, isn't it?
It is, it is, it is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to see, to watch. The energy that was in the room when we did the South African link was just so beautiful and so fulfilling. Especially that it was our first in person, and we had two events in 1 year. We hope to take it to other African countries. But we are more than grateful, and we continue to encourage Africans to nominate Africans in their circles, in their network, that they're doing great things for Africa. We want to be known not for a continent with famine, drought, hunger, starvation, fights, and elections that
That are rigged.
people don't want to that are rich and don't want to get out of office and want to really die in office. That's not what we want to be known for. We want to show the world the beautiful part of Africa.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let's take another break because this is quite beautiful. And when we come back, we'll hear more about how to what is the vision of the AGA in terms of collaboration with other African countries corporates? For this is an African product, which in my view we need all shoulders to the wheel to make it a success as it should. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a second.
We've weathered the unexpected. We've stepped into a new world, and now it is the time for our businesses to re-emerge. Sure-footed, clear-headed, and strategically on point. It is a time for greater certainty, for accurate, actionable market research and business intelligence to make effective, up-to-date decisions. South Africa, that is how we move our businesses and economy forward. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision-making.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. My name is Nwabisa Bene. I'm joined by Pulane Mulugwane, who's a judge at the African Genius Award. She has so many accolades. She's an advisor to the president on water and energy. She's a nuclear physicist. My goodness, the list goes on and on and on. And it's amazing how you see an African woman who has managed to acquire so much in life. It's beautiful. And your beauty also transcend, obviously, or it's part of this global phenomenon in the name of African Genius Awards that has just been launched. She was giving us insights on partnerships that are expected to grow the brand, which is the African Genius Award. My view is very simple on these things. All Africans, all entities, all institutions need to support this kind of an entity. And I think the African Genius Award over the past 3 years have earned by virtue of having the number of people that have been associated with the African Genius Award, there's sufficient trust that has been built. And therefore, there's no excuse from any corporate, any government. Sierra Leone has already led the way by being one of the example. It's not one of the richest countries in the world. But your thought around that, Pulani?
Thank you so much, Dr. Mbele. It is indeed very important that we rally around the AGAs, and we invite every entity, every organization, all the state, every country in Africa to partner with us in doing this. And that being said, we have had Sierra Leone, the government, and Foribe, the university. We've had University of Pretoria, University of Johannesburg, which started with us from day one, and 702 plus 94. We've got the African Dream that has been championing this and literally making sure that everybody gets to know about it. And we did interviews even from when we started initially. We've had the Charlotte Makeke Institute as one of our partners, the Gordon Institute of Business Science. We have the Dr. Gareth Rosley as well, foundations as one of our partners. We continue to be eternally grateful for the partnership. We are looking forward to all the partners. We are not making money. So we have literally been taking the resources largely from the Plus 94 and Priority Performance to run this. Because we so believe in it, it is not about making money. It's really making Africa shine and for the world to know Africa and the real Africa for what it is. So we continue to welcome all the entities, institutes that share this same dreams with our vision that can help us grow this vision into our future Oscar African Genius Awards.
I mean, it's quite pleasing to hear the likes of UJA and University of Pretoria, 702, and these are quite big brands, but we sure we could do with more corporate. I mean, we obviously the continent's corporates as well, there has to be an effort to engage them. So what is your strategy to move forward in terms of advocating and popularizing Africa Genius Award to a point where you are inundated with sponsorship, inundated with partners who see value in trying to undo the positive, to undo the negative stereotype that we often associated with? To your point, there's famine, there's hunger, there's starvation, there is coup d'etats, of which, unfortunately, for all intents and purposes, these have been are being perpetrated. What's your take in terms of moving forward?
Platforms such as the media is actually crucial because people will not know what they don't know, and if they cannot hear of the work that we're doing, then they are not able to. So we do appreciate the opportunities to be given time to make the public know and aware of the work that African Genius Awards is doing. We continue to engage with different stakeholders. And I must say that even this year, as we were preparing to go to Sierra Leone, we got more people and entities wanting to support us and partner with. Some even traveled with the team to Sierra Leone. But the more and the better, the more the merrier. We would like, especially to see Corporate South Africa also contribute in this good vision that we had. We don't have a lot of corporates that has partnered with us. We have had great support from the University of Pretoria, even had Prof. Kupe as one of the judges before he left his post as the VC of University of Pretoria. And we continue to be grateful that we still have them. We still have the old partners, and the list is growing. If you looked at the partnership that we had when we started, it was a bit smaller than what we have now. So slowly but surely, we are getting there. We call on Corporate South Africa to partner with us. We will continue to knock in the doors or at their doors to seek partnerships in making this a globally known awards program or project.
We're certainly looking forward to also join the club of Africa Genius Award friends as media fraternity. For this is a very important initiative that is meant to uplift Africans and try and instill pride, because ultimately this element of pride associated with Africa Genius Award, it's about dignity of Africans. It's about recognizing the good that is happening, the good that has a global impact. I mean, when you look at some of the nominees as well as the laureates, I mean, Dr. Solomon, Professor Mashudi Chilufaro, Steve Biko, Alita Dangote, Chinua Achebe. The list goes on and on. These are seriously powerful individuals in their own spaces, and they've made significant impact, not only in the continent, but globally as well.
Yes, yeah. We've got our very own Professor Marala, who is making a mark out there at the UN. The person who actually made artificial intelligence and technology as a whole, to be known, and we do have those, and we need to really put ourselves in a space where we can sing our own praises as Africans.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it here, Pulani, Dr. Pulani Mulukwane. Thank you very much for your time. You certainly have inspired us. You've certainly made a huge difference in how we perceive the continent, because it's all started with self-love, isn't it?
True. And of course, charity begins at home.
Yeah, no, brilliant stuff. We're going to have to catch up at some point. You'll keep us updated on the new developments. For we want to partner with yourselves moving forward to strengthen the Africa Genius Award, to really making it a global entity that stands shoulder to shoulders with the likes of Oscars, but obviously focusing on African geniuses in science, in education, in technology, in arts, and social development.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mbele. We are looking forward to more partnership. You are more than welcome to join us, and we appreciate the opportunity as AGA. Thank you very much, and goodbye to yourself and your listeners.
The pleasure is ours indeed. There we go. That was Dr. Pulani Mulukwane, who is one of the judges at the Africa Genius Award, giving us intricacies of the complexities around recognizing Africans' geniuses. You could see the list is really high profile. These are not small men and small women. These are powerful individuals who really make us proud. I certainly hope this particular conversation has inspired you to become a fan of Africa Genius Award. We will be in touch with them from time to time to hear more so that we can lend a helping hand. It has been absolutely beautiful. Have yourself a beautiful day. Shalom.